This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the wheel. Right here on the wheel side. I'm Trump, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks for being part of the conversation. Just thanks for being. I really, truly appreciate it. Now, anyway, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us, and you got to get engaged. You got to get involved. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot for you to get involved with. We do have a place you can truly become part of the team. If you head up to the website, there's a icon, if you would, called Patreon. And if you head over to Patreon, you can go ahead and donate or do a monthly donation. I try to get up there. I know I'm really bad about it, but I try to get up there and leave you guys some personal messages and such. And only people who belong to the group, that particular group, can get those messages. But it really helps us, you know, helps us offset the bills that we have. Because Facebook and others have cracked down big time. YouTube, Facebook, and you've heard it, Twitter and the rest of them. They've cracked down on conservative content. Right? And so by doing that, we can't get the message out. If we can't get the message out, we can't get traction, we can't get hits, we can't get likes, we don't get the money. You don't get the money, can't keep the mic on. It's really that simple. This isn't brain surgery. I believe it's Eco 101, right? Economics 101. I knew I'd get that out eventually. Always a pleasure to have you with me, though. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just, again, being engaged, being involved. You know, I love how the media hangs, when it comes to Trump, Republicans, conservatives, whatever, the media hangs on every word that's said. Every single little word. When it comes to Obama, Clinton, Comey, because, you know, Comey's their buddy now. When he wasn't their buddy, he couldn't say anything that was good. They wanted him gone. They wanted him fired. They wanted him tarred and feathered. Now they want him put on a chair, a crown put on his head, and carried around like a king. So Trump is floating the possibility of taking over the Mueller probe. He says, I can go in and I can do whatever I want to do. I can run it if I want to. Does that really sound like somebody truly, honestly wanting to go in and take it over? Seriously. So Trump asserted on Monday that he would be totally allowed to take over Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe if he wanted to. Another thinly veiled broadside against the investigation. He's repeatedly, you know, listen, if you look at where all these people in the team are coming from, I think the guy that deserves the blame for this, needs to be fired over this, is Sessions. And if I'm Trump, I am waiting for the election. Because when he truly gets the people on the side he needs on the side, that's it. I'd start cleaning house big time. Right now, he hasn't got the army. He hasn't got the backing. He hasn't got the support he needs to make it happen. He went on to say, I could go in and I could do whatever I wanted to. I could run it if I wanted to. But if I decided to stay out of it, I'm totally allowed to be involved if I want to be. And I just haven't chosen to be involved. I've stayed out. It's not a thinly veiled trip, a threat. It's simply a statement of fact. You know, people saying that he's trying to derail, he's trying to do this, he's trying to do that. And he's saying, look, if I really wanted to derail this thing, if I really wanted to stop it, if I really wanted to show you how much power I had and what I was willing to do, I would just kill the thing. Get it over with. That's it. We're done. The extraordinary comment, apparently a reference to Trump's executive authority to order Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein at the Justice Department to fire or replace Mueller. Now, that came as jurors continued to deliberate in the first trial brought as a result of Mueller's probe. There was no verdict in the case on Monday. Now, they've been deliberating for 3 days. Now, any attorney will tell you, if the prosecution did their job properly, that would have been an open and shut case. They would have came back within the first day, usually. But they keep deliberating, which means they can't come to an agreement, which means there's no consensus that he's guilty. And I guarantee you, if he gets off, before he gets out of the courtroom, they'll be slapping him with another subpoena. Because this would be embarrassing as heck if they lose, as they are going to. Trump also repeated the concerns raised publicly by his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, that speaking with Mueller's team directly would expose him to perjury charges, even if he did tell the truth. He says, so if I say something and former FBI Director James Comey says something, and it's my word against his, and he's the best friends with Mueller, who do you think is going to win? Who do you think they're going to believe? Even if I am telling the truth. He's right. It's a no-win. Everybody on that team so far has something they don't like Trump for, or they're against Trump, or what have you. Not some. Every one of them. Even if I'm telling the truth, that makes me a liar, he says. Speaking exclusively to Fox, the story with Martha McGowan, Monday night, Giuliani defended his comments Sunday that the truth isn't the truth, which drew a firestorm on social media. Prosecutors can bring perjury charges against an honest witness, Giuliani said, as long as they can find others to present an alternative version of events. Giuliani also alleged that the Mueller's team was trying to cause political damage for Trump, even though he said prosecutors had assured him that they did not want to repeat Comey's mistakes. They're trying to run this right up until the election, Giuliani said. It's a travesty. I believe he's right. I believe they got nothing. They're digging. They're scratching. They're dying for a break. And they're not going to get one. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. They're after Kavanaugh for the dumbest things imaginable. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
I haven't said this in a while, but it reminds me of the days when we suspend the records fast.
Yes, we spun records.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's another way to get in touch with. So I do so much appreciate it. The, I got so many good stories I want to get to. I really do. We were talking about the, Trump talking about taking over the Mueller investigation. It's more of a frustration comment. And Giuliani says that, Giuliani says they're going to try to run this right up into the election like it's going to change something. Look, I know the left doesn't believe this, but many, 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 many people don't believe there's anything going on here. There's nothing going on with Russian collusion. Many, many, many. I'm not talking just for Republicans. Democrats, look at what's being done. They're doing these polls in the street. They're doing these interviews in the street. And they're going, look, there's no collusion. That's it. Have a nice day. This is not helping. And the team he put together, it'll always be a dirty investigation because there is no equality. There is no balance. You know, there's nobody. You can't look at that team that's investigating this and say, look, he was right wing, he was left wing, or he was this or she was that. And to say that the FBI or the DOJ doesn't allow their political thoughts to enter into their investigations. May I introduce to you Peter Strzok, right? And his girlfriend, and his cheating girlfriend. Well, him cheating on his wife. It does happen. People are human. It does happen. He goes on to say, I can't imagine him sitting around the White House for 6 months with a president that thinks committed a crime, Giuliani said. Trump also told Reuters that he hadn't given a lot of thought to the possibility of revoking Mueller's security clearance, a move that would be a short trigger to political uproar in Washington. Last week, the White House terminated ex-CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. And Brennan's talking, he's talking about suing the president for this. I love it. It's not a right. These people are, see, this proves that they're entitled. They believe themselves that they have a right to this. Who are they? They're no different than you and I. They don't have any more rights than you and I do. And you know what? They could have taken it away from the day he gave his testimony, and he misled Congress about the CIA's role in the spying. Remember that? He lied about what the CIA was doing with Senate staffers. And I'm surprised. See, if Feinstein really had a spine, if she really wanted to prove she was nonpartisan, as she tries to say she is, right then and there, when she found out that that wasn't true, she would open her mouth and say, you lied to us, you lied to the American public, you need to be fired, and you need to be fired now. When you have the DOJ and the FBI people lying to Congress, they need to go. That's their oversight committee. Those are the ones that are supposed to play the role of overseeing what they're doing and where. This whole probe, I think to a big degree, is played right in the hands of the Russians. Right? I mean, seriously, look at what we've spent the last 2 years looking at. Trump also responded to news that several tech giants, including Google, Apple, Facebook, and Twitter, had removed or banned content from conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. He said, I won't mention the names, but then they take certain people off of Twitter or Facebook. They're making that decision. It's a really dangerous thing because it could be you tomorrow, Trump said. See, again, I go, they are private industries. They can do whatever they want to do. We've allowed it to happen. Unless you want to open your mouth and make changes, it's going to keep going this way. We gave them too much power. Yeah, you notice I said we. I went kicking and screaming. I got to tell you honestly, right? I never wanted to be on Facebook and all that. Thought it was a total waste of time. Just get you going in all the different directions you don't need to be going in. Kavanaugh. Right? They are just beating on this guy. And they're going after him with some of the dumbest or for some of the dumbest things. Now, if you think about the landscape of the presidential nominee coverage, right, they go after all of his picks like crazy. And then remember Harriet Myers under George Bush or Tom Daschle under Barack Obama? Right? They got just beat up and that was it. They were done. Now, you had a string of would-be media hits on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. They have pretty much fizzled on impact. They died when they hit the ground. They haven't dented his image. They haven't done it. In some cases, they actually even backfired on them because these guys are so desperate, so stupid. in the way they think, the way they attack these things, they're losing ground, and they don't even get it. And they don't know why. There were articles that were exposing how he spent. You ready for this one? If you're driving, I don't want you to get crazy. I don't want you to be totally concerned. But the latest article shows how he spent big bucks, I mean like exorbitant amount of money, on baseball games. Right? They detailed a New Yorker analysis on his college sports reporting 30 years ago, which quotes one academic somehow asserting that Kavanaugh's college basketball articles show he would endorse unlimited presidential power 30 years ago. How a basketball, an article about basketball, shows that he would back this president in unlimited power. These guys are deranged. They are so sadly sick. To conservatives, the stories speak to a still struggling effort to smear a very qualified nominee. Many Dems felt him to be qualified for years, and all of a sudden he's not. And going forward, this smear campaign it's just great. I hope they keep going. I really do. Because people are really going to see where they're at. They're going to see how, I don't know, desperate they are, if you would. And this is going to happen to future nominees. Right? The New York Times added that, to the list when it published a recent story on how internal emails show that Kavanaugh helped the Bush administration's effort to win Senate confirmation for one of Mr. Bush's most disputed judicial nominees. Right? Despite testifying in 2006 that nominee Charles Pickering Sr. was not one of the judicial nominees that I was primarily handling. I mean, think the handling. They're throwing out names. They're saying things that he did that never existed. But we don't know enough to know. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. More on Kavanaugh after the break. We're not going far. You're not going far. I'm not either. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky. Still no verdict in Paul Manafort's trial in Alexandria, Virginia. Jurors deliberating the fate of President Trump's former campaign manager for 3 days. He faces 18 charges relating to bank and tax fraud. Jurors sending a note last week to the judge asking 4 questions, including wanting clarification on the term reasonable doubt. Manafort's attorney, Kevin Downing, speaking with reporters.
The jury announced that they're going to continue to deliberate. Manafort's
very happy to hear that. He thinks it was a very good day.
In other news, a 45-year-old woman killed by an 8-foot alligator as she walks her dog near a lake on Hilton Head Island in South Carolina. Witnesses say the woman, Cassandra Klein, trying to save her pet, but she ends up getting pulled into the water and killed by the gator. Animal control killing it. Her dog survives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head out to the website, realside.com. You watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy a coffee mug. You got to have a coffee mug. Don't be drinking like a coffee mug out of a plastic cup, paper cup, whatever. Not cool. You know what I mean? Seriously. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And you know what? Jump on the website. Give me your email address. I send out an email every week. I let you know who's going to be on the show and what we're going to be talking about and that kind of thing. And you can decide what nights to listen, what nights not to listen. You know, what days to listen, what days not to listen. Whether to listen at all. I wish you would. Anyway, like I said, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right, so I love this stuff because it's kind of like why they're beating up on Kavanaugh, and it's not like they're going after something that's like real, something you can kind of go even get somebody on the left to go, you know, yeah, maybe that's right. I mean, you're beating on him for a piece that he wrote 30 years ago about the basketball team at the college you went to. And somehow that translates to how the president wants more power. Just, I don't know if he could smoke enough dope to have that make sense. However, the National Review's David French contacted Pickering, who said the Times did not try to contact him before its report, and further, he didn't remember interacting with Kavanaugh even once during his confirmation. And this is what I was saying before with the break. They make stuff up to try to, you know, I don't know, discredit the pick, the choice. So when Bush wanted Charles Pickering Sr. nominated, right, the New York Times or the Post or whatever was trying to make it look like this was a shoe-in and Kavanaugh had worked to make him, you know, help him get in and testified for him, and none of that was true. Absolutely none of it. You know, like I said, David Pickering was never contacted by the paper. He also said in the statement, while I worked with attorneys in the White House counsel's office, I can't recall a single interaction with Brett Kavanaugh about my judicial nomination. I don't even remember knowing his name at the time. It's Daily Wire published a story mocking the Times for the report. I mean, you can mock the Times for a lot of its reporting these days, can't you?
Combine this with the purchase of baseball tickets and the love of beer, they might just be able to bring him down, huh? Because that's it. If you love baseball, now I want you to think about it. I want you to think about it. If you love baseball and you love beer, you just can't be part of the team. I mean, baseball, beer, apple pie. I mean, really, seriously, do these guys even know what the word United States means? If they know what America is? Anyway, last month the Washington Post was mocked for a report that Kavanaugh racked up credit card debt on Washington National baseball tickets. Oh, no. He's got credit card debt. What is it, 42% of Congress? I probably Google this. But for a large percentage of congressmen have claimed bankruptcy. A large percentage of senators had claimed bankruptcy. I am sure that the people making fun of him have also claimed bankruptcy at some point in time, or also had high credit card debt. Now, they're screaming that he owed tens of thousands of dollars for these baseball tickets. Now, he paid off the debt. He didn't have to go to bankruptcy to get rid of it. I don't see the IRS coming after him like they do. I mean, these people need to look at Al Sharpton and ask him when he's going to pay the $4 million he owes the American taxpayer. Right? Don't you think? And in the New York Times article, you've got to read down four paragraphs so you finally get to the part that says he paid the bill. So he's a bad guy for spending that kind of money. Now they're going to decide how someone can spend their money, how they can't. You see how hypocritical this is? ProPublica then took things a step further last week, soliciting readers to help figure out who attended the games with a headline, "Did you go to Washington National games with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh?" What the heck? What do you want to know? How many beers he had? Was he got one of those big fingers that you buy, you know, and wave around? You know, does he burp after he drinks beer? I don't know. What are they looking for? Terrible, terrible. So pick for Supreme Court is somebody who likes to drink beer, likes to go to baseball games, and racks up high bills. Yeah, there's nobody in D.C. like that. Guys are sick. I mean, this is what this derangement syndrome does. These guys are scraping the bottom of the barrel. They're looking for anything. Oh, my God. Did you see that? He parked 6 inches into the red zone. He's not fit for Supreme Court. Right? Then you got Sotomayor and a few others there on the far left that think the Constitution is useless. That's okay, though, right? Seriously, that's okay. You're all right with that. That's why I said, you don't want rules. You don't want guidelines. You're not interested in any of that. The New Yorker's newly published deep dive on college sports articles. Kavanaugh wrote for the Yale Daily News in the mid-1980s, searching for clues how he might rule on critical issues. Let's go look at his writing about sports. Maybe we'll figure out how he'll rule on Roe versus Wade. That makes sense. Yeah. There you go. Oh, God. This just gets better. One example was that every college hoops player was described as either blazing or ice cold, which the Sports Illustrated writer said could indicate a kind of a good and evil, hot and cold worldview. Wow. Good and evil. God forbid we have good and evil. That means one of them might be evil. His tendency to approach the stories from the angle set forth by the coach indicates that he doesn't want to buck authority figures. I mean, where do they find these people to write these articles? That's what I want to know. Because I'll sign up for it. I can make up this crap just like they do. It would make sense if he supported the unlimited presidential power based on the stories he's written. Oh, my God. These people. There's something wrong with them. Man, I'll tell you what. We did that article a couple of weeks ago about Trump derangement syndrome being real. It is real. You're hearing it. Further, Harvard Law professor and Obama mentor Lawrence Tribe sees on a Kavanaugh description of how single basketball player can completely dominate a game, which shows his fascination with single-player domination. It might be a muscular view of executive power. Dun, dun, dun. Right? I mean, don't you feel like you're in a room with people that are just so smart, they have no connection with reality? Right? We have seen basketball players, and I'm not a basketball freak. Right? But you could probably name players, some of you guys in the chat room there, or on the Facebook feed, you could name players that have totally dominated a game in time. Matter of fact, totally dominated their team for a period of time because they were so good. Drive opined in the piece that Kevin Osimhen's fascination with single-player domination might be a muscular, I think that's funny, a muscular view. Ugh, he must be masculine. The Washington Post in July also published a feature on the elite world of Kavanaugh, in addition to the tales of attending an expensive prep school, living in a nice house. The story noted that Kavanaugh's neighborhood bartender knew a middle-aged guy named Brett, who likes to pop in for a Budweiser and a burger now and then. Didn't know he was a judge. Oh, the guy likes hamburgers and beer? We can't have one of these at the Supreme Court. That's just not there. No, we need Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean, seriously, because I've never seen a human to keep falling out of a seat because she keeps falling asleep in the middle of a speech. Red State Sarah Rump wrote, "Sounds like a very humble, down-to-earth guy," and suggests the Post headline should have been something along the lines of, "SCOTUS nominee so humble, he didn't even tell his favorite bartender he was a lawyer." I like that. She's good. His hearings are set to start right after Labor Day. So for those of you who pray, you need to pray for the man. Those of you who don't pray, send your good vibes his way. All he needs to have is a fair shake and a fair start. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. There's a lot more coming up after the break. We're going to pick, what are we going to do? Cheerleaders. A shirt promoting God and country sparks left-wing outreach. They're going out of their minds. It's fantastic. We'll be right back.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. And I really appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And you should be part of the conversation. Get involved, get engaged, because you really don't know what or how to do, right? You really don't know what the other person is thinking. Look, you got to get a couple of points of view. I won't say a couple of points of view. I don't really mean it that way, but there's you just got to get a difference of opinion. Find out how people approach things. It'll help you later on dealing with people who don't approach things the same way you do. Now, if you're in Georgia and you live in Dodge County, you know those people stand for the national anthem. And the only time they take a knee is to pray. That's just how it is. So when the Dodge County High School cheerleaders started selling T-shirts that read, "In Dodge County, we stand for the flag, we kneel for the cross," and nobody thought it would cause a controversy. But it did. Yeah, God forbid. We you know what? We can have kids wear shirts or pants, you know, across their butts. The girl across their butts can wear, what is that, Bubblicious or Bootylicious or something like that?
Juicy.
That's disgusting. and other wonderful terms up and down their legs and across their butts and across their chest. That's all fine. As long as it's vulgar and nasty and it has some kind of sexual connotation to it, it's cool. It's fine. It's freedom of speech. But when you have this is just offensive. We can't have this. This is just offensive. Dodge County School Board member figures Shirley Eikendawu posted a scathing message on Facebook calling the church politically divisive. The shirt's not only one-sided, but offensive, she wrote. I can't imagine how our children would feel entering a place that's supposed to be welcoming, accepting the students from all walks of life, beliefs, and perspectives, but instead they're faced with this type of exclusionary message. Got news for you, lady. All through your life, you're going to be excluded from something. You're not going to be able to be involved in everything. Not everything's going to be perfect for everything you want to do. There are plenty of things I do in life with groups and what have you that things that I normally wouldn't do. You're not going to make enough money to go on that trip to Europe like a lot of your friends can. It's just part of life. Is it the fact that, listen, I'm almost blind in one eye. Some of you know that because I've talked about it before. So no matter what you do, I can't see 3D. So isn't 3D TV exclusionary towards me? So I would suggest, so I don't feel bad, because you don't want me to feel bad, right? I think you should destroy all 3D glasses and 3D television sets. Because I feel bad that I can't see 3D. You could do something I can't do. That's not fair. You don't want me to feel bad, do you? Proceeds from the Patriotic Church were going to help fund cheerleader competitions, but didn't seem to satisfy the school board members. Right? I'm sorry, members being hers, possessive. She wrote that she personally contacted the school system administrators to voice her concerns. At this point, the shirt will no longer be sold, she declared, but that when local residences and businesses got involved and decided to sell the T-shirts off campus. God, you got to love parents, don't you? I think it's wonderful. I'm standing because it has the United States flag on it and the cross. Those are the two things I will back any day of the week, said Nikki Moulis, the manager of White Hat Auto in Eastland. Ms. Moulis told the Todd Starnes radio show that the people are calling to purchase shirts from across the world. On Thursday, they shipped 3 shirts to Afghanistan. This ain't just Georgia anymore, she said. We are a community. When something happens, we all come together. Credit manager Amanda Parker tells me never in a million years would she have thought that there would be such a controversy over the Old Glory and the Lord. We are just a small town in Eastman, Georgia. We're standing up for our Christian faith and what we believe in, she said. But there are some critics to our shirt. It starts with the hurt of the black people getting killed, beat by police officers, getting off with it, one resident told the television station. So therefore, we as black people, some of us have taken that to us. That's what it looks like. To be clear, there's nothing on the shirt that comes even close to promoting police brutality. Right? I mean, seriously, everything doesn't have an ulterior motive. There are pure motives behind some things. So does that mean that anybody that believes in God and country is a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, hates black people? What if you're a black person and you love God and country? What does that make you, an Uncle Tom? Or screwed up in the head? What if you're part of the LGBTQ community? You love God and country. Where does this lunacy stop? When are we going to put an end to it? No, you and me. Look at this beautiful little town did. You had Maroney step in. That school board person, she needs to be called out. Is she truly representing her whole community? We're elected to represent everybody, not carve out a certain portion of the community. See, if you're offended, if there's 1,000 kids in the school, and 20 of them are offended by a Christmas song with the name Jesus in it, there's two things that can happen. You can leave during that song, or you can choose not to go at all. Why should the rest of the group have to suffer because of your inability to tolerate something like that? Seriously, think about it. So we take those songs out, and it's okay to... See, you say inclusive, but you really don't mean it. You mean control. Because by taking those songs out, you make the 20 kids happy, but the rest of them aren't. They want it in there. one person goes on to say, I don't see anything wrong with that shirt, Bill Tripp said. Resident of the area. The South is known for being a Bible Belt. If you can't stand for the flag and you can't stand for the cross, I don't know what you can stand for. I love that. You got it. The Southern logic is just right to the point. Real simple. It's like Boston logic, right? Are you serious? What are you, an idiot? See, that's simple. All proceeds are going to the high. So people that are selling the T-shirt off-site, they're giving the money they make back to the cheerleaders, back to the school. So the original intent, is still there. The money that they're going to get is still there. It's great. You know, locally where I'm at, a really hardcore, you know, Bernie Sanders, everything's got to be socialism kind of thing, called me because they were having a problem with something going on in school. And the problem was this. They were mad that raffles were being sold for passes that got kids to the front of the line. Food line, I'm sorry, at lunchtime. So they didn't have to wait the 10 minutes or whatever. They were able to move up front in the line. And you had to have this little pass. And it was kind of funny because he felt that people who couldn't afford to buy the raffle were being left out. Right? Couldn't afford the raffle tickets, were being left out. Therefore, they didn't have an equal chance, which was not the point of the whole thing at all. And so he called me and I said, you know what? It's not about having an equal chance. If you can afford to buy the lottery ticket, right? What is it? Somebody gets to buy a lottery ticket to save an extra couple of dollars, they win $1 million, and what is that? Is that unfair to everybody else who could afford to buy a lottery ticket? You're being kind of dull here. But here's the part that bothers me the most. He said, because, you know, they weren't able to do that, he said he just doesn't think it's fair, and he could afford to do it. And he heard that one parent had spent like $600 in raffle tickets. Well, so what? That parent has a few extra bucks to spend. Not everybody's going to get paid the same money. But the part that I thought was really funny about this whole thing is the money that was made went to buy backpacks and supplies for kids who couldn't afford backpacks and supplies. So in his mind, those people should have just donated the money for that to happen. God forbid we have a raffle to create some excitement around it. So when he was able to get it canned, I asked him, I said, so who's going to replace the money for those kids to buy backpacks? Who's going to give the pencils, the papers that they need? Are you going to do it? Because you killed it. This is your fault that doesn't happen anymore. And he never responded. He wouldn't respond to me. That's the mindset they have. Right? I mean, seriously. So this is where this socialism tries to go, where it tries to end up. This is this fake equality they keep talking about. But unless you and I step up like that group did in Georgia, I hope you take this as a call to arms, if you would. And no, I'm not talking about AK-47s. You step up. You help these kids out. You help the kids that are looking for help. You help make sure that these things don't get squelched. And show those kids that things are worth fighting for. Give that some thought. Hey, Bill Machine, your host. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me. We're here all week. Hopefully you will be too. Be safe for the rest of the day. God bless. Go out and have some fun.